Psalm 81. What a great psalm. Starts out just exciting. Then does the usual being honest with God. And we're going to start with verse 1. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring thither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Amen. What does it really mean? Sing aloud. Guess what? You're all qualified. I've said this so many times before. The Hebrew word is rana, to creak. Doesn't mean you have to have Paula's voice, right? But to creak. Anybody can do it. To shout for joy. To cry out. To be joyful. To sing aloud and to triumph. Amen. We can triumph in Him, can't we? Because He has ultimately triumphed. Amen. And we're going to sing aloud unto each other, right? No, we're going to sing aloud unto Elohim. Amen. Unto the God of Jacob. The God of our strength. Is our strength in ourselves? I should hope not. Not with this group anyway, huh? No. Some of you, but not all of us, right? Strength. We need Him. We need His strength, right? It means His force, His security. Wow, I love that one as we listen to the news. He is our security. Not the news, not Fox Network, not King Network, ABC, NBC, or CBS, but Him, our God, Elohim, is my strength. Amen? It means our security, our majesty, our praise, our boldness, our might, and again, our strength. Wow. That's the God that I'm going to shout aloud to, that I'm going to triumph in this morning, that I'm going to worship as we worship Him. Let's stand and let's transfer and let's say this out of the Message Bible before we begin our worship service. A song to our strong God, a shout to the God of Jacob, anthems from the choir, that's us, music from the band, that's you all, sweet sounds from lute and harp. Jesus, give us a harpist in this church. Wouldn't it be lovely to have a harpist for worship?
Yeah. But
amen.
We don't have harpists.
Bring one to it. Bring one to it. You know, the stringy kind, right? Amen. In Him we live and move and have our being and our strength and our everything else. Let's worship Him joyfully and loudly this morning. Amen.
In Him we